Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Living in Reseda, there's a freeway running through the yard. And I'm a bad boy, cause I don't even miss her.
It's Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers bringing us back 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Ruth King is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, CEO of Profitability Revolution, author of The Courage to Be Profitable, and all of the Ugly Truth About books. Ugly Truth About Managing Cash, Ugly Truth About Small Business, and a new one coming out soon. Can you say it?
The Ugly Truth About Cash.
There it is. So it's coming out soon, so we'll launch it right here on the show. But we're going to give you, we're giving you a little bit of a preview, sort of, talking about cash. And Ruth, you've got some cubby holes that you that we will continue to talk about where cash hides and where it escapes to and where it leaks out.
Well, let's talk about one that prevents a little bit of leaking. Okay. First thing you do is whenever you get cash in the door, whenever you get revenues in the door, take 1% of those revenues and put it away. So if you get
1% of receipts.
1% of receipts. So if you get a check for $1,000, you put $10 away in a savings account. I promise you, you won't miss that $10. You can still work with the 990.
Right. It's got to go first, though. It's got to go early, right away.
You're right. And get into that habit, because there will come a time when you need that cash, whether it's you don't have cash flow to pay payroll taxes or whatever else it is, or you want to buy a new computer system, or you need another piece of equipment or something along those lines, you will use that cash.
And by the way, we do that in my operation. We have a savings account, and every month we budgeted an amount of money to stick over in that savings account and forget about it.
Yeah,
because the tax bill comes due, you know, you never know what your taxes are going to wind up being exactly, and you never know what kind of a rainy day you're going to need. You never know.
Or you might have an opportunity. This actually happened to one of my clients. I've been talking about this for years, and I'm sure I've mentioned it on the show before. But one of my clients started doing it, and he had amassed, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars in there, and the building next door to him came up for a song. The guy needed money. He needed to raise cash, whatever else it is. And this was like 2009, 2010. And he had the cash to pay for the building in cash. So he wrote a check for the building, and obviously he has another building. Well, he just sold it for megabucks. He's like, thank you, thank you, thank you. I mean, so sometimes it's not only because you have to pay payroll taxes. Sometimes it's for an asset, which is good, too.
Right, exactly. All right, what's another one?
The next one is that your bookkeeper should never have check signing authority, ever, because if they have check signing authority, you have given them the right to write any check they want, so they can write one to themselves and their husband and their kids and for all of their expenses and bills. And I'm not saying that bookkeepers do that, okay? Most of them don't.
Well, but what you're talking about is the same thing as putting a lock on a door.
Yeah, exactly.
If the bad guys want to get in, they'll break the door down. But the locks, what is it someone said? Locks the front to keep honest people out.
And keep honest people honest.
Honest, there you go. Yeah,
that's really what it is.
Yeah.
And so, yeah.
Well, you could write an encyclopedia on a mile long with stories of people that no one would ever have thought.
Including
family members. Including family members, sometimes, who steal from the company.
Absolutely.
That's in your book? Part of that's in your book?
Yeah, how people steal.
Yeah.
And vendors steal, too, believe it or not. Both of them, and what to do about it. All that stuff's in there.
All right.
So, but the other thing about bookkeepers is, if I were a bookkeeper and I wasn't part of the family or, you know, something, wife, husband, whatever, I wouldn't want check signing authority, because if for whatever reason payroll taxes weren't paid, the IRS can come back after me, too. Because I have the ability to sign checks.
Right.
So if I were a bookkeeper, I wouldn't want it. That's just not my thing.
Right. So the bookkeeper should maybe get everything ready. If they're managing the accounts payable, helping you with accounts receivable, they shouldn't be doing accounts receivable. They should be helping you with accounts receivable.
Well, the reality,
you should be keeping up with that in the cash. But if they're helping you with that, then they should be bringing you the checks, right, to be signed.
Exactly. You always sign. I mean, Oprah Winfrey still signs all her checks. Come on. She can sign them. We can sign them.
Right.
You know, look at every check you sign.
Yeah.
And make sure that there's backup, there's a purchase order and an invoice, and if you do materials, packing slips,
right,
proof that they were received, and those, you know, and make
right.
sure that whatever you're signing is there. But also, you know, one of the next major things is to send your bank statements home and look at them before you bring
you
them.
You told
into
us
the
about
bookkeeper.
That before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is, this, I found that where a vendor had stolen
huh.
because of that. The check was written for, like, you know, $49 or whatever it was, and then when the check came back through the checking account and the bank statement, it was $549.
Wow.
So the vendor, somebody in that vendor place changed
mm-hmm.
the check for $500.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's not only your people.
A bookkeeper at the vendors did it.
That's exactly right.
Probably wasn't the person you do business with. It's probably one of his people or her
it
people.
It was.
Yeah.
I'm sure it was.
Yeah.
yeah. Yeah. What else?
Excuse me, one more.
One more? The next thing that you want to make sure that you do is, you know, the thing that I talk about is always getting your financial statements on time, because that will tell you more than anything. And then we can talk about cash flow statements, too. I'm assuming we're getting close to break, and
yep,
that will
yep,
take a long
are.
Time.
Yeah, yeah. Cash flow. Well, yeah, no, and so get your statements at home, check them out yourself.
And then weekly cash flow reports, which we can talk a lot about after the break. How's
yeah.
that?
All right, that sounds good. I need the website again, please.
www.profitabilityrevolution.com.
What's new there?
Oh, gosh. We have a whole thing on how to hire your first manager.
Wow. That sounds good.
Yeah.
So, folks, profitabilityrevolution.com, check it out. How many videos?
550-something now.
Some hundreds there. Check it out, folks. Quick break, 10-10, stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.